Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Welcome back to Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking. Of course, if you've missed anything on today's program, jump onto mindfood.com.
Hi, and today's show, I'd like to welcome Miranda Osborne. Hi, Miranda.
Hi there, thanks for having me.
It's okay. Now, you were a fashion designer and you've had a complete change. You're now a furniture designer. How did that come about?
20 years ago, I was in homewares and I used to design curtain fabrics for a textile firm called James Dunlop Textiles. So I'd been in the homewares and interior design business before. And then I moved from there into the clothing business for 10 years. And so I've just really done an about turn and gone back to what I know and what I love.
From a design point of view, is it the same sort of, I guess, grey matter you're using for that design outcome?
I guess it is. It's still the creative side of your brain, but you look at the market. I do it artistically as well as analytically, and I look at the market and where I think fashion's going, because it's all about fashion and how long that fashion will last for as well.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the furniture company then that you've set up.
So we've got a little vintage style industrial furniture and lighting company.
Mm-hmm.
I work mainly with two factories and everything's imported from China. But we have vitreous enamel-coated steel light shades, and they are moulded with using the same mould from the 1960s. So they're all original industrial lights. Use of factories and things like this, but we bring them in for the domestic and the commercial cafe business.
Sure.
So they're all spun in steel and then coated with enamel, like the old enamel jugs and mugs that you used to have, much like pottery is, and how they put a glaze on and they put it in the oven. So every time it comes out, there's little imperfections and little bits of character, and each light shade is completely different from the other.
Sure.
What's your take then on people that rush out and buy pre-made furniture? Like, it's a very different world we're living in today.
I think that there's a lot of different markets out there and there's a lot of different affordabilities for people. Sure, if you're going to buy the cheap, you know it's only going to last for a year if you're lucky, and you're going to, you know, buy cheap, buy twice or three times.
Mm-hmm.
But I do appreciate that the budget isn't there for everybody.
Mm.
And then it's really lovely to have some investment pieces in your house, and you can mix and match and buy some really beautiful, expensive pieces, and then buy, you know, use your IKEAs and your Freedoms and your other shops to fill out your house.
Mm.
I guess our furniture is designed in New Zealand by us. It's handcrafted and hand-painted, but it's really reasonable, so it's not the cheap. And it's not going to be what your neighbours have, but you are going to be able to afford it. And if in 10 years' time you hate it, it's not going to break your heart.
I was in Christchurch this week, and the city is certainly changing, isn't it? You know, I was in the CBD about 6 months ago, and I couldn't believe how much it's changed in such a quick way. How are you finding living there now?
It's looking pretty flat, isn't it?
Mm. Still very, very sad. You know, big piles of concrete and just flattened out, you know.
You look at the other side of things and it's going to be really exciting. You know, there's some really beautiful buildings being designed. And there's some beautiful buildings starting to come up. Either way that you look at it, we've now got this amazing opportunity to rebuild a city.
Mm. I agree.
And that can be really exciting.
I agree. And I think there is much potential and much hope around the place. You know, you really, you want it to be different. You want it to be successful. There was that extraordinary piece of sculpture work of all the different chairs all painted white, you know.
That was amazing.
Signified, you know, everyone who had died in the earthquake. That was a very powerful piece of artwork.
Yeah, it was, and that was a great piece of artwork because it related to the children as well as to the, you know, adults and things. It's amazing. And there's some great things that have come out like that.
Yeah.
Well, Miranda,
I agree.
Thank you very much for joining us today on the program. Very interesting there, talking about furniture and design. And, of course, for more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com. Thanks again.
Thanks very much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.